Welcome to Threads Podcast, Life Unfiltered. You know what? I'm going to start off right away. You should sign up for Patreon because Jason and I just had an awesome conversation before this. So anyways, welcome to Threads Podcast, Life Unfiltered. We are so happy that you are joining us. Threads Podcast is a space for unfiltered dialogue about faith, mental health, and uncomfortable conversations. Jason, what are we doing today for episode 180?
You just read it.
Parts of it, but I added to it.
Apparently, I'm Ron Burgundy. So tonight is the personal format. If you're new to Threads Podcast, Life Unfiltered, about once a month, Mike and I sit down and we just, you know, we talk about what's going on in our lives. Apparently, people like that. We've gotten feedback. I don't know. I think we're pretty boring. We talk about mental health because it's super important to us. And then we have a little segment tonight. Well, we always talk about faith, but there's going to be a rant aspect to our faith portion tonight. So giddy up.
Giddy up. I might flip tables like Jesus style.
Yeah. I mean, no, don't, because there's a lot of equipment on this table and I don't want to.
Maybe the small table here.
Yeah. Because your computer's on there.
Who cares?
It's only a $90 camera. You can mess that one up. But that's what we're going to do tonight. We are going to have a little foreplay and then jump into personal update.
So Jason, for this, AKA foreplay, I want to talk about a news story that came across my ears due to a podcast.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to like segue into that and it was really bad. Anyways, there's a podcast I listened to and they talked about this. I thought it was interesting. They found a jellyfish. First of all, I can't believe we're finding new sea creatures yet.
Dude, the sea is the wild, wild west. I mean, there's crazy stuff in there.
But still, I get that, but it amazes me that a part of this earth we still haven't figured out. So they found this bloody belly comb jelly.
Say that five times fast.
Bloody belly comb jelly. But here's the thing. It poops glitter.
What?
Yes. You didn't read the article before, which is fine.
Sorry, I'm watching it poop glitter.
Yeah, you played the video. So the video of it pooping glitter. Isn't that amazing?
That's very weird.
So here's a total segue that I was not planning. This is why evolution without a creator can't be true.
But
why would evolution create a glitter pooping creature? Like, it doesn't make sense. Only like a creator who's like, this will be funny when they find it.
Fair, but here's my dumb take on it. Why? So this is going to be a dumb question, Mike.
Yeah,
I was under the impression that evolution only applied to the chimpanzees or that kind of animal, like that we came from chimpanzees. I didn't know evolution had to do with like everything in life.
Yes, everything. Like everything was like a single cell.
It was a single cell, and then it became a glittery pooping jellyfish. Yeah,
and it kept transforming and evolving would be the word, into these different creatures. Name. And, you know, some went monkey, some went fish, and some went this. And
really?
Yeah.
And I know that's a stupid question.
Again, and again, maybe that happened. But, like, to say that there wasn't a creator, I don't know. I just found it interesting. And I just, because it's really talking about poop, and I like talking about poop. So, anyways, a jellyfish pooping glitter. And it's red, which is weird that an animal would be red. But apparently, it's things that hunt it can't see it because it's in such a deep part of the ocean. So the red doesn't matter.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of anything under the water is very colorful. You don't see a lot of that other than birds above the water, but a lot of like leopards and lions and deer, and all camouflage with like leaves and woods.
True.
I mean, there's a lot of animals out there above the water, but everything in the water seems to have color or glitter or shimmer.
Yeah, because even fish, right? They glimmer.
Yeah. The light hits them just right, and they're like, oh, that's pretty. You know what I mean?
That's interesting. Never thought of that. But anyways, this is our stupid news segment, which we'll probably never do again. But, you know, I thought we'd do some stupid news.
I like that you change it up, Mike. That's the important part. We don't do office trivia every time. We don't do...
That'd be so boring after a while.
I mean, yeah, eventually we'd get through them. We should do like... What year were you born?
1983.
So we could do 90s trivia. I think
late 90s. Remember, I was sheltered.
Yeah, that's true.
Sheltered Mike.
But maybe just general, like, how about 90s and 2000s trivia?
Sure.
Like Trivial Pursuit.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe we can buy it. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that one of these times. But you know what? Today we're talking about a bloody belly comb jellyfish. I said that good that time.
That was.
And which pooped glitter. So, you know, listeners, you're welcome. You get to, and we'll actually probably link this article so they can watch it poop glitter too.
Yeah, I will. I will. That's, I was just going to say that. Well done.
Do you know how much time is going to be wasted now at work and people just pushing play,
you know,
watching the glitter come up?
Yeah, it is. It is pretty good. And, you know, it's from the Huffington Post, or it's Huff Post.
Well, there was more sites, like, and I just pulled it from this one because it looked like the best.
Do you have, this is totally sidetracked. Do you ever get frustrated when you go to news places and they make you pay? I wish they would just be like, hey, for $20 a year, everyone gets access. Yeah. Well, it almost makes me think about the cable situation. Everyone gets rid of cable. Yeah. So now we have all these apps. So we're paying for each specific one.
Yep.
Apparently, Apple has a thing where you can get Apple News for like $12 a month and has a ton of stuff on
it. Okay.
But I often wonder if it's skewed. When you're going with a company, like one company to, I don't know.
Most news seems to be skewed one way or the other, so probably.
Yeah, for sure.
So, anyways, that was it.
Oh, my transition. I'll redo that.
No, just do it like that. Let's just make this the rough show.
This is not a rough show.
This is the real show. This is the unfiltered one. It's extra unfiltered.
Well, if you watch on YouTube, I don't edit anything except the front and the back, unless when Mike says the N-word, I do bleep that.
The N-word?
Anyways, we're going to... Yeah, I'm going to throw you under the bus.
I'm going to be canceled now because of this lie.
No, Mike doesn't... I've never heard Mike hear... You know, I rarely hear Mike swear. I bet I've heard him said the F-word like maybe three times.
And most of them were on that long ruck. We'll actually get to that later. Remember that long ruck we did?
That burned my, that killed me.
Yeah, I have some stories about that. So anyway, so now a story about the N-word. So Cam the other day.
Oh no, Mike,
No, no, this is, so we're trying to explain to him because there was a song that was on that had that word. And he didn't pick it up, but we're like, hey, we don't want you the song because of the word in there. And he had no idea what the word was. So then when Natalie, she had to say it, she's like, never repeat this word. But so that he knew what the word was.
I still wouldn't do it. I would.
We tried, but like,
I go to a news article and type it in.
Yeah.
And say there it is.
But then he might say it different. I don't know. No. So Natalie was like, but like it felt so awkward. We're like, well, we have to kind of tell you because this word is in songs. We don't want those songs played.
Well, yeah, and then he's not going to know and go play it with his friends.
Exactly.
Or he's going to be at the park and
maybe say the word because he doesn't know what it means. And we're like, ooh.
I'm surprised he doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean,
he goes to Christian school, so.
Bro. Bro.
It's a different Christian school than what you went to.
Okay.
Fair. It's a lot smaller classes and a lot more conservative parents. Like, there's sheltered kids. Like, mostly sheltered kids there. So
then I don't think you should send him there.
Okay.
He's not diverse. He doesn't know the N-word. Like.
He doesn't know the N-word. He shouldn't go to that.
Well, I mean, he's going to be he's going to eventually know it. And I'm so glad you did what you did, though, because he could have got his ass kicked.
Yeah. So anyways, it felt weird because we're like, hey, this is the only time you're going to hear us say this.
Right.
And you can never say this.
Yeah.
But it's just a word. Anyways, that totally got us offside.
Transitioning to personal update. We like to talk about some highs, some lows, some airing the grievances. We just realized Mike and I don't hate each other this week. So we don't have any grievances, but
can we start with a grievance of you being grumpy today?
Can I start with a grievance that you shouldn't send your kid to a sheltered school?
I mean, there's
personal reasons. Is there any black people there?
Well, yes. I mean, there's a couple of kids that are mixed racially. I'm trying to think of the correct word. I think that's the correct phrase. Yeah.
Biracial.
Biracial. So there's some.
Moving on.
Anyways. So, Aaron of the Grievance, let's just start there.
No.
You were so grumpy at me. All I said is, here's how my day was, how was your day? And you're like, bleep, bleep, bleep,
bleep. So, I was a little grumpy because I didn't hear from you all day. It's your day off. And now, I didn't message you either. I don't like to bother you on your day off. And he sends me his his workout. I'm like, I don't give a shit. How about, hey, man, how was your weekend? How you doing? No, you send me your workout. So, I swore at him.
What did I put right after the workout? Like, literally seconds later.
I didn't read it. I only looked at the pictures.
It says, here's how my day went. How was yours? Boom. Bleep, 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 bleep. Anyways.
I wasn't really that bad.
I know. Well, I know. Megan listened to the message and
she
sided with me.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Frigger. I can't even get my own wife. It's not house rules. It's freaking bullshit.
I know Joe tried so hard last week to give you house rules.
You do got to stop giving it away, though. Your face gave that
true
with the globe.
I'm
and the
terrible. Like, I'm a terrible host.
The second I said that, you gave it away.
Well, but also though, there was one with the left hand though that you got because I made the face at like a left-handed glove.
Possibly. Yeah. Anyways, you have to work on your hosting skills.
I'm terrible.
I feel like I need to host next time.
Yeah, no. Let's keep having you lose.
Whatever. So that's what we do in this segment. Again, it's been a while since we've actually talked about things going on in my life and in Mike's life, and you kind of all know. But we did have a break, and then Mike had a man cold. You like how I did that?
Yeah. So people from my church were like, "Ha ha, you had a man cold." I was like, "I had more than a man cold." I was so pissed.
That makes me so happy that people said that.
Okay, you have to watch a YouTube video for your hands. You had jazz
hands. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy.
I was like, I had a sinus infection.
No,
and I about died. And they're like, "Sure, that just sounds like a man cold." I was so ticked.
So ticked. I actually felt a little bad saying it. No, I don't at all.
No, you shouldn't. I was just so ticked. I was like, come on.
Honestly, Mike, he was pretty messed up. You can hear, if you listen to the last show, you can still hear it in your voice.
It was bad. It was bad. When I listened back over the week, I was like, oh, that's terrible.
But anyway, a high and a low. Mike, I'm going to talk about the trip tonight. That is going to be my high and my low. So I'm sorry if I take a little extra air time.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
So basically, back in February, I decided that I want to take a trip to Mexico. Megan turned 40 years old this year.
Shh, don't say that a lot in the air.
Everyone knows.
She turned some age, 30.
My wife is not like that.
Okay, anyway.
She's a beautiful 40.
So she turned 40?
She turned 40. And I wanted to do something special. And I'm not the big romantic type anyways. So I was like, you know what? We're going to go to Mexico. So I planned it. I mean, I had to do so many things. I had to email her work boss. I had to line up, care for my kids. I had to move so much. And about a month into it, Mike's like, we're talking about the riverbank run. And I was like, yeah, when is that? I'm like, oh my gosh, it's on the weekend. We're supposed to be gone. So this whole time I've been training for riverbank run has been a lie, y'all. If you've ever heard me talk about it, I was not planning on running the riverbank. I was actually going to run a race the following weekend, a half marathon. So the planning went on and everything was fine. And about 5 days before we were going to leave, I gave her a gift. Now, I did a good job. I bought a box. I know, right? I bought sand. I put seashells in it. I put little beach chairs that were like little tiny things. And then I put her passports in there. Gave it to her. She was in shock. She was just like, oh my gosh, crazy, right? So that was on Mother's Day. Go home, put the box on the table. She's still in shock, whatever. And Avery pulls out her passports. You know where this is going. Correct. She pulls out the passports. She's looking at the pictures like, oh my gosh, Dad, you look so weird. You know, didn't have a beard or whatever. She's like, yours is expired. And I said, what?
It was Avery who figured
this
out?
Yeah, I told you that, didn't I?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, you were really sad about it, and I let it go.
Oh, okay. So it was Avery. She says, yeah, I don't know. I've told the story a few times, so I didn't know if I told you. Yeah, she basically said, Dad, yours is expired. I'm like, no, it's not. And I grabbed it, and it expired in 2020.
Oh, no, 2 years ago.
Yeah. So what I had done in February is we keep our passports in a drawer. I pulled them out. I looked at Megan's, and it said 2024. I closed it and put them back.
Oh, no.
And I didn't look at mine. What I forgot is we had gone to Mexico. She got her first passport, but a couple of years before that, I did 2 years in a row, I did mission trips in Mexico. And so I had to get a passport. So, yeah, guys, 2 hours later, Megan found out that we were not going to Mexico.
So was she there when Avery found?
Oh, yeah, we were back at the house. Okay. We had just gotten home.
So it wasn't like you had to go tell her.
No, she heard.
She heard.
So, good news, I did buy the medium insurance, which means we get to rebook within 1 year. Okay. So I'm in the process of getting my passport and we're going to go in the winter.
Yep.
So that is the low. Somewhat of a high point is I only slammed this mouse on the table when I realized it.
Okay.
And I actually did start to cry a little bit. Oh, I was so devastated. The mouse still works, by the way.
Good.
But that was it.
Yeah.
I was like, This is the high part. I was like, well, what are we going to do?
But that's such improvement for me.
I know.
Like, that's huge growth.
Huge. I mean, a couple of years ago, I probably would have put my foot through the window behind you. So I was just like, okay, like, F it.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Now, technically, I could have tried to go to Detroit.
I know.
And do it. But I mean, this is Sunday. We leave Thursday. Well, actually, Wednesday, I booked a hotel. I did eat the money on that one because I bought it cheap on Priceline with no cancellation. Okay. So whatever. I ate $115. We were leaving Wednesday. I would have to leave work, drive to Detroit, so I'd miss another day of work. I was like, it's not worth it. It's not worth the stress. I may not even get it.
Yep.
So I said, no, we're not doing it.
Oh.
So that was kind of a low. And
kind of a low. I mean, I have never heard you so bummed.
Dude, I was so bummed. But another part of that low is I actually compartmentalize it so much that it kind of affected Megan, and it made it really bad for her. Just because I was just like, I didn't want to talk about it, and I was like, it's fine. And it just made it, basically, like, anything that came up around her birthday, I didn't really want to talk about. So she's like, I want to celebrate my birthday. And I'm like, all right, whatever. You know what I mean? Ooh. Like, I didn't quite do the right, I didn't quite say whatever, but it was that kind of vibe. So I, like, basically said it was no big deal, and I was just moving on. Like, I was like, okay, put it in the box, put it on the shelf, back to work.
Yeah,
you know, like, we didn't even go out on her birthday. It didn't work out because, like, her mom kept pressuring me to take her out. I'm like, hey, we just went back to life. She's like, well, you're gonna take the time off anyways. I'm like, yeah, but I still have a job. If I'm not going to be in Mexico, I'm going to work. You know, so I could have been, I needed to be more attentive to Megan, because within, you know, 2 hours of time, she had the best surprise and the worst disappointment. And I was disappointed in the moment for a couple hours, and then I just was like, all right, back to work.
So you think because you didn't process your feelings, you didn't want to talk about it? Or
no, I think I did. I think I just was like, well, I, when I say I compartmentalize it, I meaning, like, I did process through it. I was like, there's literally nothing I can do, so why freak out about it? And so I was done with it. I was like, I mean, I shouldn't say that. I wasn't quite done with it. I still bummed about it, but I didn't want to talk about it.
Yes. Yeah, you didn't want to talk about it, but was Megan wanting to talk about it?
Yeah, and she wanted to be a little bit more, like, she wanted me to do more around her birthday, and we were supposed to go to a certain place, and it. I was just like, this is what I did. I was like, well, you know, it's going to be a long wait. Like, I just made excuses the old Jason that I, instead of saying, 100%, let's rock.
Yeah.
Let's roll. And I have done that in the past. Let's rock and roll, whatever you need. And I didn't do that this time. So maybe I didn't process through it all the way. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what was quite. And you know what? I was so proud that I kept the freaking secret.
Bro.
You know how many times I almost let it slip, especially on this podcast?
And it wasn't like a month. This started in February. Yeah. I mean, it went months and months. Yeah.
And that was after you had given me crap for going, not doing the Riverbank because of Israel. And then you booked a trip during Riverbank. I felt, but I could never say anything.
You can say it now.
I know, but now it's gone. The passion's gone of it. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, you know what? You don't want to hurt my feelings now.
I was so ticked at the time. I'm like, I can't even give you shit about it.
Yeah. So in my head, I thought Riverbank was the first weekend in May, but it's always the second weekend.
Yeah.
And honestly, that was the only weekend we could do it. Yep. Like, Avery had dance competitions around that. Everything aligned except the fucking passport. I'm just gonna say.
Yeah, and the worst part is, right, you had looked at one, but you didn't look at the other
one. Yeah, a simple mistake of, like, assuming. I assumed that mine was just like hers, and I didn't even look at it.
You are so not my personality. I probably would have looked at those passports probably 50 times from February till now. Of course, I've been like, okay, wait, make sure that they're not expired. Oh yeah,
no, I cleared it in my head. I'm like, it's clear. I'm a step process.
Yeah.
Step one was that. Okay. Step one's cleared. Step two, reach out to the travel agent. Okay. Step two is cleared, and I am not going to go back to step one because I've already done it.
See, and me, I'm like, okay, let's go back and double check step one.
Really?
Let's double check step two. Let's double check step three.
I mean, I am maybe these meds have chilled me out a little. Maybe I'm a little less detail oriented because I hadn't even, like, figured out that Sunday, I was like, yeah, I should probably look at what time our flight leaves. Like, I didn't even know.
Okay.
I mean, I knew it left in the morning, but yeah. So everyone that I said I was training for the Riverbank, I did, but I did bonk in the Riverbank too, because of the heat. But yeah.
And the other part is that the half marathon weather would have been amazing.
Yeah, it was.
Last Saturday was amazing for running.
It was cool. Yeah. My hands were actually a little chilly when I got, even after 7 miles. What?
A little chilly.
I know. My hands got chilled. My hands are so bad. So that is my high and low and everything in between. Feel free to reach out if you want to. I can take the heat now. I'm over it. You can. You're coughing. I'm telling you. I cannot edit that out.
I know.
Because I'm talking at the same time. If you're gonna cough, you should like put a finger up. And
it was coming. Anyways, it'll be fine.
That's what she said. So yeah, you're welcome to reach out and tease me and all that stuff. I'm good. It was a simple mistake.
The best part is you got the trip insurance. You'll be able to go. You'll be able to go when it's a little cooler.
Yep.
And you're sick of the weather here.
I mean, May is not an ideal time to go. I just wanted to coincide it with her birthday.
You said it.
I know.
Coincide.
I almost said coordinate. Coincide.
Coincide. Good job.
So what about you, Mike? What are some high lows and some sexy in the middle?
Man, it's nothing good like that. Now, it should have been me going
first.
Well,
I was the transition person. If it was flipped, you would have gone first.
So just some highs. We had good family time Saturday and Sunday.
Awesome.
Enjoyed that. Some of that has to do with NBA 2K22, which I am a god at.
Did you just buy that for the...
Well, Cam bought it actually over Christmas for the Switch, yeah.
Okay.
And I am amazing at it.
Yeah?
I'm beating these 12, 13, 14-year-old boys like no problem. It's amazing.
Are you playing online at all?
No. I'm not playing online. I'm playing with the neighborhood kids and Cam.
Okay. How you have giant hands. I struggle with that controller. We have the little... You can put it into like a regular controller, wherever mine is.
Yeah, that's how it is for me. I stick it in there. No,
but it's still small.
You know what? So Cam has a pro one I got him off from Amazon, and those buttons, like, I'm not used to those. I'm used to how close the other buttons are. So when I play with his, it's like a huge jump of the thumb, even though I have huge hands, though.
Yeah, see, I would rather have it, but I struggle playing with it, even with the controller. Yeah.
Maybe it's because my phone's so small. Like, my hands are just used to that.
That's
I don't know.
A good point.
I have no idea. I think I just hit the mic stand again.
No, I didn't hear it. One thing I want to give you some credit for is Mike is he's pretty firm on his weekends and his time with his family. I don't hear a lot from Mike. I mean, we talk, but I'm impressed with you because like I've asked you to do some stuff on Saturday, not recently, but you're like, no, man, Saturday is for family, and not that you wouldn't do anything with me on Saturday. We obviously did a race together and stuff like that, but I'm impressed how. You do well with that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I seek to. I want to.
It's important.
One, and because when you adopted Cam later, like we just have less years. And I've realized that. And I think that has put pressure. I mean, now all of us as parents, we have limited time left.
No, but we take it for granted that we've had the babies from zero and we're like, oh, you guys annoy me. Yeah. Not that the Cam doesn't annoy you.
Oh, yeah. There's
times. I mean, I'm sure you want to shake them at times. I mean, please don't do that. Obviously, that's tongue in cheek. But
yes.
But yeah, you're in a different position with that. So I appreciate you that the work that you do with that.
Thanks. And then today there was a solid ruck. It was my first like ruck, which I actually felt good since February.
30 pounds?
20 pounds. Just did a nice 20-pound ruck. You know what, though? When I've been doing 30, it's like pinching something up there.
Well, I think I wonder if you're just not used. You got to build back up to the 30.
I'm going to have to build back up to it. But like it was like the first ruck that felt good. Like for Israel, I did rucks, but they just were like just had to get miles and elevation in.
Yeah.
This is the first one that felt good. And it kind of gets into my low a little bit, though. Like I have felt like in a funk.
Yeah, I read that. I kind of felt a little bad about that.
I know. I don't feel like myself. And like, as I'm processing, it's interesting. I think after that mega ruck we did, like, especially like workout wise, it has not been the same since then.
The rucking or just working out in general?
Working out in general.
I think Israel screwed that up.
No. I think it was the big ruck. Because if you look at stats, that my workout started to go downhill after that.
Yeah, but how often after that big ruck did you make the Israel thing come around? Like a couple of weeks, right?
Or was it during that? I think it was before the big ruck Israel came up.
Yeah, so I think this is my opinion.
It could be, yep.
My opinion is that you were so, like you just talked about all the details.
Yeah.
You were so preoccupied with Israel, double checking everything, that you just didn't have the bandwidth to really.
It could be, right? And still coming off of it, yeah.
Now there's no excuse.
Yeah.
You're back at it.
I'm back at it. Today felt good. The run felt good on Saturday.
And we talked a little bit about the eating.
Yep.
That needs to get back to.
Yeah. No, I started tracking again today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good job.
I know.
It's a sensitive area. I don't know how I can approach it with you. I don't want to be like, hey, fatty. But like, you have done so good with, and I'm sure you've put on weight.
Only about like 5 pounds.
So that's not bad.
No.
I'm actually pretty impressed with that.
I know.
Especially with your size, five is nothing.
Yeah, five is nothing. Five is like a healthy poop. It really is.
I'm always back to poop. Jellyfish poop. I mean,
Jason farting beforehand.
Shh.
I mean, oh wait, no, you have to sign up for Patreon to get that.
Yeah,
exclusive content.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I know it's a tough thing to bring up with you because I know you've struggled with it, but I think you were just rocking it out. Like I was jealous of how disciplined you were, and it's tough, man.
Yeah, something about though having to track again. I hate tracking. If there was a way to know that, I know what you're gonna say, but that I tried that. It does
you
not
didn't
work for me.
Try it long enough, I Michael. Did. You did it 2 days
again. I tried it again, but the last time I did it, I gained weight too. I gained weight with that because somehow I start pigging out when I have the window. I just pig out.
No, you don't.
But I do though.
But you just don't do it. It's just like tracking. You know that you're going to pay the piper. You just don't have to track it. You're like, oh, I'm going to pay the piper. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but tracking's the one thing that's worked for me.
Okay, so that's fair. Then, but you're frustrated with it.
Oh, of course, because it's like, oh, got to punch this and got to punch this. And...
See, I hated the tracking.
Yeah, but you
it's
know,
annoying.
So do I. But it's the only thing that works for me. Well, so, anyways, I'm back to that, so that I can continue to lose weight.
Well, going back to the funk, are you in a funk like your mental health is funky? Your attitude towards life, or is this exercise funk?
I think a combination of a few things. I think mental, because again, like all this stuff, you know, with Israel, now I'm planning a Colorado trip for students, but it's more physical. If the physical's not a funk, then the rest.
Well, you know, we go back to physical work, it helps your mental health. I mean, that's... There's no denying that.
Yeah.
The level it helps is always what the discussion is.
Correct. And so for me, getting that back in, like, again, I'm feeling less of a funk than when I wrote this on Friday.
Oh, well, that's
so encouraging. So Friday, I wrote the show plans. I put that in. I'm like, I don't know the rest of it, but yeah.
So. Clearly, the family time was
family
well
time
spent.
Running, rucking.
Rucking. I'm getting excited for Tough Mudder. I know you're not there yet.
No, I'm starting to. Now that I'm doing all the workouts for it.
Can I encourage you? Do you follow Tough Mudder on Instagram?
I follow them on Facebook.
Well, they might do the same thing. Well, what's cool about Instagram, or bad, is the videos start playing when you scroll up.
Okay.
And I love it, man. You talked about the race environment at Tulip Time. Yeah. You're like, I kind of missed that, right?
Yeah.
You said it then, right?
Yep.
Man, the environment for Tough Mudder, it is like straight up hype.
I can imagine based on the posts of what people are like.
I mean, bro, they have like a hype man for each wave. Like, they're like,
nice.
Yeah, there's a guy in the mic and it's just like you just get jacked.
My favorite part is our wave isn't early in the morning. It's 10. It's well, like the perfect
time. Did they start
time.
At 9 though? It's
well, I think there's some early ones at 8 and then 9.
Well, there's like the
fresh
elite,
mud.
The elite athletes. Elite, right?
I think the ones that are actually timed.
Yeah.
And then there's some fresh mud. But, you know, I think 10's a perfect time.
Yeah.
Some of these races are at 8, and I'm not a morning person.
No, you're
so I'm,
not.
I'm waking up at 6, and I'm like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah. No, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm not looking forward to the end, the shock.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really not looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I see it a couple times in the videos, and I'm like,
I'm nervous because of the metal that's in my stomach, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to do it.
Yeah, please, because then then I'm going to feel obligated not to do it, too.
Yeah.
It's going to give me an excuse not to do it.
It'll give you an excuse not to do it. So here's another funny story. Cam, the other day, we're hanging out, and he's like, Dad, I actually want to do the Tough Mudder. So I actually looked up the ages, and you have to be 14, and he's 13. So I'm like, so next year you can. But his whole goal would be to beat you and pass you to avenge his mom.
Oh! Did we talk about that?
I don't know if we talked about that, but Cam.
Okay, so
yeah, you tell it.
I got it. Okay, so we go to the Tulip Time, and Natalie and her friend. I forget her name.
Ellen.
We're gonna walk the 5K, and I'm running the 10K. So Mike had. obviously you guys must have talked about it before I got there, because you were like, yeah, I've calculated it. There's no way Jason can pass you.
There shouldn't be a way.
Because there was a, so the 10K was a two laps of the 5K.
Correct, yep.
So I'm running, I do the first lap, and I got probably maybe a mile left, or less than that.
Probably less than that.
Less than that, maybe half a mile.
Yeah.
And I see Natalie, and I go whipping by her. I'm like, I devil horns. I'm like, whoa, like that. And she probably swore at me. I had my AirPods on, and like the newer Air, well, they're not new, I guess, AirPod Pro, whatever it is,
yep.
You can like noise silence. I can't hear shit, which is kind of dangerous.
Yeah,
I should not do that in a race, just because of, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
but I couldn't hear what she said. So Cam wants to beat me in Tough Mudder, but Tough Mudder's not about that.
He doesn't fully get that yet.
So there is a series now. I don't know if they do it anymore, called Warrior Dash. They may have gotten rid of it.
Yeah, Warrior Dash is gone now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Does Spartan do that? Because
yeah, Spartan would. Spartan is timed.
Time. So Tough Mudder's all about camaraderie and helping your fellow man. Yep. So I wouldn't race him in that. Although I would race him in a 5K. Like,
yeah,
if it was just a rando 5K Tough Mudder, I would race him in that.
Yeah. And the age he is, he only can do the 5K.
Oh, really? They're strict about that, aren't they?
Well, and so like we had the debate in our house. Do we lie? Because Cam looks like he's 14. Like he'd look past.
No,
14,
they'll probably 15. Ask a birth certificate.
I would guess so. And we're like, that's not right. Like we don't, no. Especially with something so dangerous, you don't want to be messing with.
It's not worth it. Yeah. Because then if he got hurt, would you go after him?
First of all, you can't. You sign away everything.
Yeah, those waivers aren't airtight. Yeah. But if it's negligence, if you get hurt because you fell off the rope thing, that's on you.
Yep.
If they didn't properly tie the rope thing, different story.
Yeah.
But Mike and I are doing the 15K, which is roughly what, 11 miles? 10 miles?
I thought don't know 10, I think it's 10-ish.
10-ish.
Is what they say. Every course is just set up a little different.
It is. It's not exact, but I'm looking forward to it, and I want you to get pumped up. So whatever you need to do to get pumped up.
I'm starting to get there.
Let's go.
I'm starting to hang. The times I've dead hang has tripled.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, I started at 5 seconds.
Oh, that's true.
Five times five.
I started at 30.
Now it's 5 times 15. We're getting there.
It was rough.
You know what, though? So where I was right before we were going to do it last time, I was only hanging 5 by 15.
Oh.
But I was a lot heavier. I was like 20 pounds heavier.
It makes a whole hell of a lot of
difference. I know. So 20 pounds, I'm starting to see little muscles that I didn't know I had anymore.
Yeah. Wait till Natalie's like, you kind of like turn your arm or something, and you'll get this little trap muscle that pops out. Yeah, that one.
Tricep.
She'll be like, oh, damn, a little definition there.
Natalie, let's have some fun later. Yeah. You know? Aww. Jerk.
Anyways, so is that all for you on the high, low, and the grievances? Do you have anything else?
No, that's all good there on the high and low, and
And then we're just gonna jump into mental health.
Let's just jump into the next one.
Okay, Mike just deleted it right in front of me, so that's the pause. We're on a dock that.
I'm going to say that because I think next time I want to talk more about mental health. I want to deep dive into mental health. I want to give this the time it deserves.
Okay.
So a couple weeks ago, I come across this. I think it was on Facebook. Somebody commented in a bad way on a podcast, and I clicked on it, and it was a YouTube link, and I went down a YouTube rabbit hole, and I knew this guy from back in the day with a church planning conference we went to. Anyway, so he has all these videos, and this is a guy who failed some assessments. Like people said, you probably shouldn't be a pastor, and he had never been a member at a church. So I'm just giving some backstory with this guy, and I come across his church's like welcome to this church, welcome to the Ridge Church. We're just gonna name the church, and I saw this video, and I was ticked, and I sent it to you, and I sent it to a couple other people. And I'd love for us to play this, and then I want to hear what you think before I rant about it.
I'm Pastor Andy with The Ridge. Now, You may have heard about us. We are the home of the Godly Troublemaker. We believe that the Bible is the very word of God, every last word of it, even the Old Testament. And we never apologize for it. We preach Christ crucified and raised every Sunday without compromise because we are not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. We believe God's covenantal promises extend to 1,000 generations. We believe parents are responsible for their child's education and not the state. At The Ridge, our women don't have Adam's apples, our men aren't soft, and there are no soy boys named Tristan. We believe that worship is warfare, and we fight with a smile on our face and a pep in our step. We destroy secular arguments, and lofty opinions are laid low because every thought is held captive to King Jesus. Our children sit with us in worship because we actually love them and care about them. We rebuke women's sins as well as men's sins. We believe that being a mom is a high and holy calling, and our women don't dress like they just got done dancing on a pole or got done doing some hot yoga. It's true. We still sing hymns, which means that we don't have an overly emotional basket case leading us in worship every Sunday morning. We believe that there is not one square inch of this universe that does not belong to King Jesus. And yes, we believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and the state is not, and that he has sent us out to offer to the nations the terms of surrender, repent, and believe. If that is what you have heard about us, dear friends, then the myths are true and the stories are real. We are located in Kent City, Michigan, where there are more apple trees, cornfields, and American flags than there are liberals. And you are welcome to join us as we worship our Lord every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. without compromise, without excuse, and without apology.
Boom. Thoughts, Jason Gerald here. So I really want your thoughts first, because especially after last week, you know, you talked about how you understand a lot of what Joe says. You're kind of on this like fringe of like, am I in this Jesus thing? Am I out of this Jesus thing? Church thing, all that. What thoughts come to mind when this person opens his mouth?
I mean, initially, it sounds like a cult.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't sound like a Christian church.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're saying soy boy and boys named Tristan, I mean, what does Tristan have? You know,
yeah,
I'm fine if you don't want to deal with transgender and, you know, Adam, like, okay, whatever. I mean, I wouldn't say that in my trailer for the church. I don't like when he says our women. That's very like
he's very possessive,
very possessive. And then, of course, the liberal thing. And it's interesting. He says that everything in the universe is touched by Jesus Christ. Yep. But what about the liberals and the gay people?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. No, his quote, like, I actually agree with his quote, because there's every square inch which your Lord says is mine is a true quote.
And honestly, his beginning stuff is not bad.
No.
Like, I like that. That's passion.
Yeah.
But this is way off of like me struggling to get back to church. This is like some deep end shit.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at.
So as somebody who is like, you're struggling to get back into church, and like, how does this make you feel about Christianity? Or is it so off base that you're like, this isn't even real?
I think it's not. Yes. Okay. I think it is real.
Well, I mean, it's real because they believe it and live it.
Yeah. But I don't think it affects me. It doesn't make me go, yeah, screw church.
Okay.
Or like, yeah. Well, basically he sounds like a bigot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
he is.
I mean, that's what it is. It doesn't speak Christianity to me. It seems like, you don't like gay people or liberals.
Yeah.
Or guys named Tristan.
Yeah.
Sorry about y'all named Tristan.
Well, so I actually played this at supper tonight because I was like, oh yeah, we're gonna talk about this and I'm gonna rant on this. I know I'm gonna rant on this. And Natalie was like, what in the world does he have against guys named Tristan?
Poor Tristan.
I know. Well, maybe Tristan was his bully, because this guy's not a big guy. So maybe Tristan bullied him when he was younger. And now he has to get it out for all Tristan.
I feel like we need to go to the church. Do you dare?
Sure.
You'd go?
Yeah. What is he going to do?
Well, no, but I mean, would you want to sit through that and just to see?
Yeah. I mean, I'd probably get up at some point, because I know. So I was telling Cam, after Cam listened to this, I'm like, this guy is not teaching the way of Jesus.
No.
There's nothing about Jesus. And the hard part is he uses phrases that are true. Like, you know, the Bible. Like, I believe the Bible is the word of God. I believe that. But then he's not living the way of Jesus. And it just ticks me off because he's parading around as a pastor. First of all, he's never been in a church as a member. He got saved and decided he was going to start a church, which you want to talk about like messed upness, like want to be like the president the first day you become a Christian.
So he got saved.
Then try to plant a church through a different group, and they said no. So then he planted his own church, even though people told him he shouldn't yet.
So interesting enough, so I'm thinking about it as like CRC's got all these rules and reformed. And yeah. Well, that's probably part of CRC. But I mean, am I trying to say? What gives him the authority? Like, this is just some dude, right?
Yeah, and there's some dude in it. It's some random church. Like, it's not CRC. It's not Reformed. It's probably some sort of Baptist based on that. But again, so, I mean, anyone can start a church. You don't need credentials to start a church. Even beyond that, though, like, what I just keep coming to, though, and what I told Cam was like, hey, you want the fruit of the Spirit, you know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. I'm like, so that's what should be the way of Jesus. And I said, you know, to my son who's 13, I'm like, is what this guy said, is that line up at all with the fruit of the Spirit? And he's like, no.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, so, you know, like I want to say to this guy, like, repent. Like he tells people to repent. Like, no, you actually need to repent because you're not living the way of Jesus. Like, the way of Jesus is so radically different than people calling soy boys and Adam's apple and strippers and liberals. It's like, I don't know what liberals have to do with, you know, but flags from America, those mean you're a true Christian.
Right. If you want to look at this guy up, it's Andy Parker is his name.
Yeah.
Well, and then.
And maybe we should link this video too.
Oh, yeah, we will. And it's the Ridge Covenant Church.
Ridge Covenant Church, which is just a loaded name. But anyways, it's just so frustrating that this is out there. And not even this is out there. I bet there'd be a good number of Christians in churches around here who would be like, oh, that's totally fine. Amen. Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's get rid of them. We're under attack and we're going to be, it's like, come on. Can we get back to the ways of Jesus?
Oh, sorry. I'm listening, but I just took a deep dive. Whatever gab.com is that a right wing?
I don't know.
Oh, but I forgot another thing you said. Our children are being religiously neutered by the state's education system today. And unless we wake up, repent, this is back in January, and concern ourselves and faithfulness to God with their future, whatever the sacrifice, our children will have no future. Moreover, the faith itself will be neutered in the next generation. It will be because of our complacency and selfishness. And that was by Joe Boot, whoever that is.
Oh, that's just so frustrating because, again, like, it'll be neutered because your kids will go, huh, the things you say have nothing to do with what the Jesus and the Bible says. So annoying. Ugh.
And he reposted something from Brian Suave. I don't know. He's got the little thing over his E, the little, it says, feminism, the woman's path to joy is the path of power, control, and independence. Reality, the woman's path to joy is in obeying the Lord Jesus and nourishing a gentle and quiet spirit, respecting her husband, and cultivating skill as a mother, a worker at home, and a wife.
So basically, the mom is supposed to give birth to a bunch of kids and be barefoot and cook.
Yep. There's a lot of his social media in here, so... And, have fun.
And you know what? Here's the thing. It's a small church, and he has a lot of views on his videos. I mean, somebody is watching it, and somebody's agreeing.
Yeah, this trailer's got 8,700 views.
Well, I mean, the trailer, and well, I mean, I was a few of those. But like, even like his even his weekly videos are 100+, and I'm like,
really?
This crap that is out there.
Well, I mean, look at the people, and we'll move on a little bit, but look at the people that are running for governor. There are people that have stormed the Capitol.
Yeah.
You know, so people want people like this. And you know what? It's your right to vote for who you want. It's just when we're talking about Christianity, this is not that. You know what I mean? This is definitely way off base.
Yeah.
Anything. So
based on what you know of the people who are at your church, do you think people would agree with this or disagree?
Disagree.
Like all of them?
Well.
Or would some of them be like, yeah, it's not that bad?
I mean, I would. Well, here's the problem. He's brought in politics into the church.
Yep.
When you use the word liberal,
yep.
So that makes me bring it in too. And I would say our church probably leans a little left.
Okay.
So I don't think it would be that way. I mean, I think a lot of people left our church because their stance on masks.
We're a little more liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the people who are left are a little more left-leaning.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's just so...
There was somebody that I won't name them, and they probably won't listen to it anyways, but I was really disappointed that they left. And one of the main reasons was the way they handled all that. I'm like, you love this church.
Yeah.
Like you, they were involved in the church, gave their heart and soul, and it really rubbed me the wrong way. I mean, yeah. It's their right. I mean, I'm not mad at them for that, but I was just shocked.
Yeah.
That they let that get in the middle of their church.
Yeah. So here's a question. I'm processing this video as there's anger.
There's a lot there.
Do you think Jesus would be happy of this video?
Of course not.
Okay.
He'd punch him in the nuts.
Yeah. See, because I start to go, like, people can say the right words. Because, again, the beginning of this video, I would agree with most of it.
Yeah, the first, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah. And then, but it's like, I don't think Jesus goes, wow, that makes me proud because you said a couple of correct words. And yet you live like an ass.
No, he looks into your heart, bro. Yeah. He doesn't give a shit what you say.
And this is what's wrong with American Christianity, though, is I think a lot of American Christians would agree with this guy. The whole video.
Really?
Yes.
No way.
And that's what's ticking me off. And that's what's like the passion in my heart is, no, it matters more how we live. Yes, we need correct beliefs. But, man, we need more. Are we living the way of Jesus? Are we living love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control? To me, that's what matters. To me, that's what Jesus cares about much more than, well, I believe every word is the word of God. Yep, but you're not living it.
No, that's 100%.
There's huge sections he's cutting out.
Of course.
Ugh.
And I think all Christians do that a little bit. Even you, much as I like your attitude around, you know, religion and Jesus. But if you go down to brass tacks of what Jesus was, the patience, the kindness, the humbleness, like, that's none of that guy.
Yeah.
Not a bit.
Yep. And yet it gets views, and yet it gets clicks.
Even put away his attitude about the women and the soy boys and the liberals, even put that away, you're not living how Jesus would want you to live.
Yeah. Ugh. So frustrating.
Yeah.
So everyone go and I don't know how people can spam it. Spam this stuff.
Well, what you can do is you can go to their YouTube videos and comment. And honestly, I'd love a little war with this guy because I think he's a piece of shit.
Yeah,
and
that's fair.
You know, I mean, I don't want, like, when I say war, I mean, I'm just saying, hey, you're dumb.
Yeah.
Like, you want to come on? All right, let's have a conversation. I'd have him. I would not have him in my house.
Yeah,
I would do it via Zoom.
You don't trust him with your address.
Especially when he talks
about war and guns.
Nope. Not coming to my home, but.
But again, yeah. And again, like, I don't even feel bad calling him out because, again, I think the ones who Jesus most called out were people who thought they were right with God and knew the Bible.
Yes.
And yet weren't living. And so I have no problem saying, like, Andy, repent. Like, come back to the actual way of Jesus.
Right.
There's a better way than the crap that you're promoting, the hate that you're promoting. And to me, like, the hate is, like, go back to Bible times. Rome was the place of hate.
Right.
It wasn't Jesus.
And then you think to yourself, okay, he became a Christian, and then this happened? Like,
so, I mean, again, not being wanting to be under the rule of people, though, this is, like, because, again, part of growing up is being under somebody else's, rule is a terrible word, but you learn how to have authority over you.
Yeah.
The only way to lead well is to have authority over you at some point. Like, think of the kid who, like, think of the kid whose grandpa started a business, you know, and he grew up and always had money. When that kid finally takes over,
yeah,
most of the time they have no idea because they've never really had to work for somebody.
No.
They've never understood it. So, again, kind of the same thing. Like, a new convert shouldn't be trying to go plant a church right away.
Right.
They should try to sit under a pastor and elders and learn the thing. I think a lot of that will be learning the gentleness and the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to learn, you know, facts about the Bible. But anyways, it just pisses me off, and it makes me frustrated that I think a lot of Christians would agree with it.
Yeah. That, I don't know. I have more faith in our Christians around me that they would not believe in that.
But I've seen so much stuff online that lines up with so much of this, and conversations with people that I think.
But are you seeing it online because you're seeking it out?
Maybe it's what Facebook decides that. And Twitter,
they do. Well, maybe we'll do a poll, an anonymous poll, where you don't have to.
Yeah.
Like, I'd just be curious what people think about it with our six listeners, but.
Well, we have more than six listeners.
I know.
Six listeners who listen a bunch of times. You know how it goes.
Right. Our wives. I just wanted to say final thoughts of this episode as we wrap up. We got a marathon podcasting going on tonight. We're recording a video real quick, and then we're sitting down with a friend and recording. So any final thoughts, Mike?
I don't, other than, you know, this has been a eclectic episode.
That is a good description of it. It's been all over the place, but I've enjoyed it. If you guys love us, you can join the Facebook group. And then we also have a newsletter, and we put bonus content in there. And you can sign up for that. We always post it during the week. We have buymeacoffee.com/threadspodcast, and Patreon will launch soon. And you can join us there. That's going to have definitely extra content. So we would appreciate it if you support us on Patreon.
And we're making the video tonight. So when you hear this, maybe Patreon will be live.
It should be live. I told Mike to view all the tiers and everything. He never got back to me. So
I think I looked at them and then was like, oh, those, they're good. And then just moved on. But anyway, just because, again, the pre-talk was amazing. So you should just, even for that.
It was R-rated. And no, Mike's mom cannot sign up for Patreon. Then
Why do you keep talking about my mom and my boss?
Yeah, I will block both of them. So
they're almost going to be like characters on this show.
Yeah, unless it's like, with Patreon, you can donate more than what is asked. So you can pledge more than that. Now, if they pledge 3-digit numbers, I will allow them in.
You'll allow
them
in?
Yep.
Okay. So,
as always, guys, keep the faith, do your work, and live life unfiltered.